A few weeks ago, I was in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, and it's a place that I've spent a lot of time, and my mom had warned me, you know, Joshua, you haven't really been there at this time of year, you know, the sun is more intense. And I was like, Mom, I know I'm going to put on sunscreen. And I put on sunscreen, but I still ended up getting really, really severe sunburn / sun poisoning. Probably the most painful thing I've ever been through in my entire life. For 48 hours, I was basically unable to sleep. I chugged almost an entire bottle of Benadryl, and that helped me sleep for a total of 45 minutes. And it felt like I had been buried in a fire ant hill, and just thousands of fire ants were perpetually stinging me over, you know, a third of my body. It was absolutely miserable. My girlfriend was there with me, and you know, she had a friend who had gotten a third degree burn. He had something blow up on his arm, and she was like, what you went through looked way, way worse than what he had experienced when that happened. And it was interesting though, right? Because it actually had me yearning for normal. And what's funny is that during that trip, I caught myself a few different times just feeling kind of bored and like, oh, you know, I'm just kind of bored. And like, and I don't know, it just like, what, for whatever reason, the trip wasn't doing it for me. And I'll tell you what, man, as soon as I had that sun poisoning and my body felt like it was on fire, I all of a sudden had a desperation for wanting to just get back to normal. And oh my goodness, I would give anything to just have a normal, ordinary day where my back and shoulders and neck and arms don't feel like they're on fire. And it's interesting to me because just over this weekend, as I was watching some of the footage from some of the hurricanes and the floods, and I heard a few different people say that exact same phrase, I wish I could just get back to normal. And I obviously don't have the opportunity to interview those people, but it got me thinking. It got me thinking about, I wonder if that's how they felt though whenever they were actually going through normal. Because so often I think that in our world we have this aversion to normal. We have become obsessed and we've become so infatuated with bigger and better and sexier and more and stuff. And so many times in our life, we actually despise normal until something happened that causes us to lose that normal. And then all of a sudden we would give anything to be back there in that quote unquote normal time. And so it's just one of those things that just gets me thinking about the power of perspective and how powerful it is to constantly remind ourselves about the little things and how grateful we should be for the ability to walk, to talk, to feed ourselves, to not have our skin on fire. All those little things in life, clean drinking water, the ability to, you know, connect and create and share and, you know, free speech and all of these things that we have every single day around us, how amazing it is to be here in this moment now. But it's so easy to get caught in that trap of falling into, well, normal sucks, until all of a sudden you lose normal. And so I actually think that that perspective of sometimes of losing those things, man, I'll tell you what, I would never wish upon anyone to go through what I went through with that sun poisoning. But man, did that radically reshape my perspective and help me remember how amazing it is to have all the little things in life that we so easily take for granted.